As is usual, when on retreat, the desire to reordain arises. However, it is understood that one must be free of debt before ordaining. Does this also include student loans from the government? they actually are a real entity. So that was nice try. Also, when reordaining, with whom should one do so, especially if one has multiple teachers? Should it be with the most senior? Is there any protocol in this? The choice should really be around who and where and how one could ordain. That would facilitate training, and that's the primary. The training is always the ordination is really it's only to facilitate training, so that to take ordination with a teacher, with a place where one feels that one's going to receive a proper training and support. Also, I'm not a surprise, once before, papiyap and kneeling are not possible for any real duration. Is this a problem? It is and it isn't. I mean, in the sense that there's always ways around it. Although say, Abhayagiri is turning into a kind of a bench and chair monastery. This whole row, and there's a lot of the younger guys. Tomorrow, the Anagarika Josh will be showing up, and he's sort of one of the youngest ones, and he's he's just getting over a knee operation because he's been on a bench for pretty much his whole last year. Kachana's due on Thursday to the hospital, so it's